When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 216. I'm Leon, your pub quiz master from Hereford, UK, and this is another episode of your pub quiz in a podcast. Play along like a real pub quiz, get your friends together and battle your brains over the table, or why not play along as you're on your daily commute, out for a walk, or maybe burning calories down the gym. However you play, it's up to you. I provide the questions, you provide the rules. Thank you, by the way, for all the hellos you've sent me during the week. It's really nice to hear from you and how you listen to the podcast and what you get up to while you're listening to it. It's very, very humbling, and the least I can do is give you a hello back. So let's start with a special one. John McLucky has been in touch, and John and Lauren want to say a special hello to two of their best friends, Stephen Roberts and Susie Camlin, who up in St Andrews this weekend, that's Saturday the 11th of May, are getting married. So massive congratulations to Stephen and Susie. Have an amazing day, and I wish you the very, very best of luck and many happy memories as you start married life together. By the way, John would like to point out this is his wedding gift, so make the most of that greeting, and many congratulations. Ocean's been on, and Ocean says, would love it if you could give a shout out to Dara and Becky, who introduced me to the podcast on our road trip of Western Australia. I'm eternally grateful to both of them and you. So Dara and Becky, hello and thank you. Also in the inbox this week is the main ones saying, can we get a shout out to the main ones? Sully, Special Ice Boy, that sounds like a superhero to me, Shabo, Grease Dog, and McMatthew McDuncan. They say we'll be listening on the way down to Stansted on our gender-inclusive lads' holiday to Spain. We're driving all the way down from Scotland. If you're ever there, or specifically in St Andrews... Oh, hang on a minute. That's where Stephen and Susie's wedding's happening. What's going on? Is St Andrews the hub of Takeaway Trivia in Scotland right now? Anyway, they say we'd love to treat you to a pint. We'd also love some future questions about Gavin and Stacey. Well, I've never set foot in Scotland, but definitely is on the bucket list. I'd love to do Scotland. It looks beautiful, especially up in the Highlands. And I'd love to do Loch Ness as well, just to have a look, see if there's anything there. So yeah, pint of cider sometime in the future, guys. Questions about Gavin and Stacey? Well, Christmas special was announced this week, wasn't it? So if you can wait a few months, maybe I'll see what I can do. Marie's been on, who says, hello. Can you say a happy birthday to Nico, who is also a quizmaster? It's his birthday on the 6th of May. Happy birthday, Nico. And Lissy Gaskell wants to wish boyfriend Aaron a happy birthday. They're spending the long bank holiday weekend in Brighton. And what a birthday shout out for the long drive back to Manchester. Wow, that is a long drive. Safe travels, guys. Okay, then. It's time to unlock this.
Sleepy Leon is failing. Here's the correction section. If I was hosting, it'd never be wrong.
Correction section.
Thomas Price from New Zealand has been on, who says, noticed a bit of an error in episode 214. In the final fling, you asked what the first country was to win the Rugby World Cup twice. There's actually two possible answers. Yes, Australia was the first nation to do it in the men's division. However, New Zealand was the first and only nation to do it twice in the women's division. Just thought we'd let you know that us Kiwis are good for something. Thomas, thank you for the heads up there. That was a bit of everyday sexism on my part, and good to pick me up on it, definitely. Finally, Graham Fisher, the dentist from Preston, says, on episode 215 of Takeaway Trivia, I'm fairly sure you had a mistake in the final fling. You asked what musophobia is the fear of and gave the answer as horses. That should be equinophobia. Musophobia is the fear of mice and rats. Thank you for that one. Extra point for you. Graham, the dentist from Preston. I wish you were a bit closer, Graham. I'm looking for a new dentist. Alrighty then, let's move on to this week's edition of Takeaway Trivia. By the way, if you can hear a bit of thumping bass in the background, my son is now a teenager and has discovered music, which is great because I love music. I work in radio. He hasn't discovered volume yet. I might need to tell him to turn that down in a minute. Right, what's coming up on this week's edition of the podcast? The final fling is here. Got a round of Clued Up. We're going to have the return of Alphabetti Quizzetti. Haven't dusted that one down for quite a while, have we? But first, let's start with your general knowledge. Good luck. Question number one on this week's Takeaway Trivia then. Which brand of tractor does Jeremy own on Clarkson's farm? Number one, which brand of tractor does Jeremy own on Clarkson's farm? Number two, which word can link chart, code, and billiards? Number two, which word can link chart, code, and billiards? Number three, on which Indonesian island did a volcano erupt in 1883, causing a massive tsunami? Number three, on which Indonesian island did a volcano erupt in 1883, causing a massive tsunami? Number four, in nature, what are spring and neap? Number four, in nature, what are spring and neap? Number five, Russian doctor Ivan Pavlov was known for his experiments on which animals? Number five, Russian doctor Ivan Pavlov was known for his experiments on which animals? Number six, what does A stand for on the scoreboard in the game of tennis? Number six, what does the letter A stand for on the scoreboard in a game of tennis? Number seven, which is the only sign of the zodiac represented by an object rather than a person or animal? Number seven, which is the only sign of the zodiac represented by an object rather than a person or an animal? Number eight, a kimono is a traditional costume in which country? Question number eight, a kimono is a traditional costume in which country? Number nine, Holly Hagen, Scott Timlin, Vicky Patterson, and Daniel Thomas Tuck have all appeared in which UK reality show? So number nine again, Holly Hagen, Scott Timlin, Vicky Patterson, and Daniel Thomas Tuck have all appeared in which UK TV reality show? And number 10, which major speech is made by the US president every January? And number 10, which major speech is made by the US president every January? That's your 10 questions for starters on this week's Takeaway Trivia. I hope it's a good start for you. We will find out the answers after round two. Onwards to round number two of this week's Takeaway Trivia, and it's more general knowledge. However, there's a bit of a difference with this round because I call it Alphabetti Quizzetti. Yes, 10 questions and your answers should be in alphabetical order. So if the answer to your first question begins with the letter C, the answer to question number two should begin with the letter D. I'm not saying it does, by the way. And of course, that assumes you've got those answers correct. So let's start Alphabetti Quizzetti, question number one. Who sang the theme tune to the James Bond film The Living Daylights? Number one, who sang the theme tune to the James Bond film The Living Daylights? Number two, where is 99% of the calcium in our bodies stored? Question two, where is the 99% of the calcium in our bodies stored? Number three, who is credited with having designed the first ever automatic digital computer? Number three, who is credited with having designed the first ever automatic digital computer? Number four, Childish Gambino is the stage name of which actor and musician? Number four, Childish Gambino is the stage name of which actor and musician? Number five, how many players are there on a cricket team? Question five, how many players are there on a cricket team? And don't forget, your answers should be in alphabetical order, assuming you've got them correct. Number six, in 2005, Isabella Dinois was the first person to have what type of transplant? Number six, in 2005, Isabella Dinois was the first person to have what type of transplant? Number seven, who succeeded Bill Clinton as the President of the United States of America? Number seven, who succeeded Bill Clinton as President of the USA? Number eight, which British wild animal is quicker going uphill than downhill? Number eight, which British wild animal is quicker going uphill than downhill? Number nine, what sort of songs do U2 sing about in their 2014 album that was released for free on iTunes? Question number nine, what sort of songs do U2 sing on their 2014 album that was released for free on iTunes? Think of the title of the album. Number 10, Tessa Sanderson was famous in which athletic sport? Number 10, Tessa Sanderson, she was a British athlete competing, or famous for competing, in which athletic sport? That's your 10 questions on Alphabeti Quizetti. Hopefully you've got your answers in alphabetical order. When we're talking about answers, let's return to general knowledge. How did you do? Number one, which brand of tractor does Jeremy Clarkson own on Clarkson's farm? It's a Lamborghini Trattori R8 270 DCR. I have no idea what those numbers mean. I'm sure someone does. Number two, which word links chart, code, and billiards? Bar chart, bar code, and bar billiards. Number three, on which Indonesian island did a volcano erupt in 1883, causing a massive tsunami? Krakatoa. Number four, in nature, what are spring and neap? They are tides. Number five, Russian doctor Ivan Pavlov was known for his experiments on which animals? Dogs. Six, what does A stand for on the scoreboard in a game of tennis? Advantage. Seven, which is the only sign of the zodiac represented by an object rather than a person or animal? That's Libra. Number eight, a kimono is a traditional costume in which country? Japan. Number nine, Holly Hagen, Scott Timlin, Vicky Patterson, and Daniel Thomas Tuck have all appeared in which UK TV reality show? Geordie Shore. And finally, number 10, which major speech is made by the US President every January? The State of the Union. Total up your scores and get ready for round number 3. Round number 3 this week is Clued Up. I'm going to give you 5 clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity. You have to work out who they are as quick as you can. Clue number 1 is for 5 points. Clue 2 is worth 4 points. And we keep playing through to clue number 5, which is worth just 2 points. Obviously, this round relies on your honesty as to when you truly guessed the identity of the celebrity. So don't lie, because you're only cheating yourself. Clue number 1 for 10 points. I was born in Farnworth in the UK, where I attended Mount St. Joseph Roman Catholic School, leaving with 1 GCSE in art. So clue number 1 for 10 points. I was born in Farnworth in the UK, where I attended Mount St. Joseph Roman Catholic School, leaving with 1 GCSE in art. Who am I? Clue number two for 8 points. I took several minor jobs, including working in a toilet roll factory, a supermarket, a cash and carry, a cinema, and a bingo hall, which later inspired episodes of my TV shows. Who am I? Clue number two for 8 points. I took several minor jobs, including working in a toilet roll factory, a supermarket, a cash and carry, a cinema or theatre, a bingo hall, and they all inspired episodes of my TV shows. Clue number three is worth 6 points. I broke into stand-up comedy by entering the Northwest Comedian of the Year, which was held in Manchester. I won the competition beating Johnny Vegas, but continued my work as an usher at my local cinema in Bolton. Who am I? Clue number three again. I broke into stand-up comedy by entering the Northwest Comedian of the Year, which was held in Manchester. I won the competition beating Johnny Vegas, but continued my work as an usher at my local cinema in Bolton. Clue number four is for 4 points. I have dominated television comedy with hit series Phoenix Nights, Max and Paddy, and Car Share. Clue number four, I have dominated television comedy in the UK with hit series Phoenix Nights, Max and Paddy, and Car Share. Who am I? And finally, clue number five for 2 points. Recently, I have been forced to cancel a number of live stand-up gigs at the troubled Co-op Arena in Manchester. So there's a big new entertainment arena that's opened in the UK, but it's had a lot of technical troubles and had to cancel a lot of gigs while it truly gets ready to open. This person was one of those gigs. So clue number five for 2 points. Recently, I've been forced to cancel a number of live stand-up gigs at the troubled Co-op Arena in Manchester. Who am I? Fingers crossed that arena does get sorted because it looks cool. All right then, there's your five clues, the identity of a mystery celebrity. Good luck solving them. While you have another think about those, let's return to Alphabetti Quizetti. I gave you 10 questions. The answers should all be in alphabetical order, but what were they? Question number one, who sang the theme tune to the James Bond film, The Living Daylights? Aha, so you know now that your next answer should begin with the letter B. Number two, where is 99% of the calcium in our bodies stored? Your bones. Number three, who is credited with having designed the first ever automatic digital computer? Charles Babbage. Number four, Childish Gambino is a stage name of which actor and musician? Donald Glover. Number five, how many players are there on a cricket team? 11. Six, in 2005, Isabella Denoir was the first person to have what type of transplant? Face transplant. Number seven, who succeeded Bill Clinton as president of the USA? George W. Bush. Number eight, which British wild animal is quicker going uphill than downhill? That's a hare. Number nine, what sort of songs do U2 sing about on their 2014 album that was released for free on iTunes? It's Innocence, Songs of Innocence, or Songs for Innocence. And number 10, Tessa Sanderson was famous in which athletic sport? Javelin. She was a famous javelin thrower. Returning to Clued Up, I gave you five clues to the identity of a mystery famous. Who were they? They were born in Farnworth, UK, left school with just one GCSE in art, worked a variety of jobs, but then got into stand-up comedy and television comedy. Who were I looking for? That's terrible grammar, isn't it? Who was I looking for? The answer is Peter Kay. Well done, if you got it right. Let's continue then to the final round. And so we reach the final round of this week's Takeaway Trivia. It is the final fling. 15 questions of general knowledge. Good luck. Number one, name the lead guitarist in the rock band Guns N' Roses. Number one, name the lead guitarist in the rock band Guns N' Roses. Number two, what was Bruce Lee's first Hollywood kung fu film? Number two, what was Bruce Lee's first Hollywood kung fu film? Number 3, what was the largest bomber used by the Americans in Vietnam? Number 4, on which day of the year does the church celebrate Jesus' entry into Jerusalem? Number 4, on what day of the year does the Christian church celebrate Jesus' entry into Jerusalem? Number 4, what are Kiel, T-Bay and Frankly? We're talking UK here, specifically. Number 5, what are Kiel, T-Bay and Frankly? Number 6, which country is the world's biggest producer of maple syrup? Number 7, in medicine, dysphonia is difficulty in doing what? Number 8, in computing, what does the AL stand for in URL? Number 9, Freetown is the capital of which African country? Number 10, the First World War began during which month of 1914? Number 11, related to religion, staurophobia is the fear or hatred of what? I'll spell that for you, S-T-A-U-R-O and then phobia, staurophobia. Number 11, related to religion, staurophobia is the fear or hatred of what? Number 12, in motoring, what does SUV stand for? Number 13, the tragus is found in which part of the human body? Number 14, what is a line that joins any two points on a curve called? That's quite a hard question, that one. And finally, number 15, how many balls are used in a game of association croquet? Do you know what? I'll give you a clue on that one. Is it 4 or is it 5? So number 15, how many balls are used in a game of association croquet? 4 or 5? That's your 15 questions on this week's Final Fling. Hope it is a good one for you. Take time to double check your answers. If you're not ready, pause the podcast. But if you are ready to hear the answers, they're after this quick break. Hope you had enough time to complete your answers to the Final Fling, because I'm going to tell you what they were. Number 1, name the lead guitarist in the rock band Guns N' Roses / 2, what was Bruce Lee's first Hollywood kung fu film? Enter the Dragon. Number 3, what was the largest bomber used by the Americans in Vietnam? The B-52. Number 4, on which day of the year does the church celebrate Jesus' entry to Jerusalem? Honestly, Jesus is a plural, really hard to say. At Palm Sunday, we're looking for there. Number 5, what are Kiel, T-Bay and Frankly? They are motorway service stations. T-Bay, overrated, personally. It's all about Gloucester services for me. Number 6, in which country is the world's biggest producer of maple syrup? Canada. Number 7, in medicine, dysphonia is difficulty in doing what? Speaking. Which, if you listen to the unedited version of this podcast, you'll see happens quite often. Number 8, in computing, what does the L stand for in URL? Locator. Number 9, Freetown is the capital of which African country? The Republic of Sierra Leone. Number 10, the First World War began during which month of 1914? July. Number 11, related to religion, styrophobia is the fear or hatred of what? The cross or crucifix. Number 12, in motoring, what does SUV stand for? Sport utility vehicle. Number 13, the tragus is found in which part of the human body? The ear. 14, what is a line joining any two points on a curve called? A chord. And number 15, how many balls are used in a game of association croquet? It's 4. I reckon that's a sport I could compete in. Certainly not going to be beating any Guinness World Records anytime soon, but croquet, yeah, bring it on. I reckon you've done really well this week. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the good vibes. If you have, well done. Treat yourself, or treat yourself, as they say on Parks and Rec, to something nice. In the UK, if you're listening to this on Bank Holiday Monday, have a lovely day off. But it's been an absolute pleasure to be your quizmaster once again. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen, and even hit us up on YouTube as well. I'm going to leave you with one final tap fact, and this is a real feel-good fact for you. Jim Cummings is the voice of Winnie the Pooh. He's the voice of loads of Disney characters. He was the voice of Darkwing Duck as well. But one thing he likes to do is call up sick children in hospital and talk to them in character. How cool would that be? To pick up the phone to Winnie the Pooh. That would just make you feel so much better, wouldn't it? I think he's also the voice of Tigger, so you can have a three-way conversation. That would be wicked. Salute to you, Jim Cummings. Have a great week. Have a safe week. And we'll quiz again soon. Ta-ra! I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.